for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I brought some gifts tonight, Drew.
Yeah, he brought this show, this car magazine for me to look at.
Yeah. Drew nice. Loves cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Nothing better.
What's with your other friends?
The
I mean, your the other, yeah.
You know, let me tell you this, the thing about guys. Some guys are interested in mechanical stuff, heterosexual guys. No, some guys are interested in how stuff works. To me, there's no greater artistic achievement than a beautiful car. There just isn't. Because, okay, a beautiful painting is beautiful, and a beautiful piece of sculpture is beautiful, but this stuff has 7,000 parts that,
you know,
all come together.
I'm
maybe
gonna expose
20,000.
Yes. About myself, a little self-disclosure here. And you tell me if this is a little male piece of myself. You tell me you don't feel the same way.
You like to blow a guy every once in a while. Once in a while.
I've been saving
once
that one.
Once in a while.
No, it's not that. It's there's something about the appreciation of the female form and the appreciation of these cars.
It's
similar. It evokes a similar something. You know what I mean?
There's a visceral reaction.
Yeah,
that
it's
you
something.
Have to both.
Yeah, you can't.
Yes.
If you are a passionate person,
you couldn't stop looking at a beautiful female. You can't stop looking at a beautiful car same way, and you want it, and you want to get inside. Yeah, yes, inside. That's where you need to be
and drive.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about guys, and it seems like I know quite a few of them that have almost zero interest in automobiles,
but. I bet you that other piece isn't there either. I bet you.
That's the thing, though, Drew. That's the thing. Drew is a man of exquisite, extreme, unstoppable passion, unbridled passion. His passion, if it was a well, it would have no bottom on it. It would just continually, it would go to China, and then his passion would fall into China. Because that's where you go if you go through the earth.
Is that
you
right?
Land in China,
yeah.
Drew. But here's the thing. These other guys I know, and these are all the guys I work with, all these Hollywood guys, not interested in cars. They're more interested in, like, the Lord of the Rings than they are in cars. But they are men who enjoy women quite a bit. And
but
I know
so
you can't make
like,
that connection.
They like kind of being around them and socializing and partying with.
No.
You know what I mean? It's a different thing.
They like to hump them and slap them. All and right. Finish on him.
Oh, God.
Just like you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, I know the connection you're making, and I wish that was true, but it's not.
It's not true. Okay.
There's no connection there. I know. I just think the less interest in cars, the more interest you have in dudes as a guy. Or
yeah.
Your interest in cars and interest in women are parallel. Medium interest in cars?
Yeah.
Medium interest.
Right, that's
in
what
women.
I think.
Little interest in cars?
That's
little.
What I think.
No, not that way.
No.
It isn't.
Okay.
These guys
yeah.
are passionate men as well. They just
They're
don't
not.
Like
They're
cars. They just don't. It's
a beard.
I don't
it's
know.
A beard.
I listen, don't get me started. Anyway, where are we, Drew?
Talking about the holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, your
presents. Did you bring presents?
We agreed.
I know, not you.
Yeah.
No,
I know, I brought some last night. I brought some last night.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could get this agreement. Well, actually, I do have this agreement going with my family, except for we didn't agree on it.
It just happens.
As soon as I got a job, they stopped buying me presents. But I brought presents for the little people.
And then Chris got something?
Tomorrow. Yeah. I got money for Chris. I just said, look, let's not beat around the bush. You know, everyone with these gift certificates. And then there's this other stuff, too, where it's like, hey, American Express is coming out with a gift certificate. They run the commercial for American Express. It's like, hey, you ever get a gift certificate for a place you don't want to go to? Well, now American Express has gift certificates that are honored at multiple places. Yeah, how about cash? At a certain point.
It's basically what it is.
You just give the guy 100 yeah, bucks.
That's right.
Really? Hey, here's this gift certificate. You can use it anywhere, Drew, at almost any time. It expires in 6 months. How about just firing some cash over at a certain point?
Of course. Well, here's why. It's thought to be less thoughtful. And I've learned something this year about gift giving when I had sort of a breakthrough.
Yeah.
I realized I went out, I bought my wife some good gifts this year, and I thought, oh, and she's going to be so appreciative that I thought it out and did it. It doesn't matter what I bought. It's that I spent the time thinking about her and doing it.
Yeah.
And I thought, she's going to buy this S anyway.
Yeah.
But the fact that I went out and bought it and thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah,
makes all the difference in the world.
That's all women. Well, that's why women. Yeah. That's why they get paid less than guys. They're not practical at all. They don't really care.
We're interested in having.
Yeah.
Not interested. Money's fine. We want to have money. It's fine. Having. Fine. We're not interested in somebody spending time thinking about us having.
Yeah.
We just want to have.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Buddy of mine dropped like $5,400 on a ring today, and I saw him moments after he did it, and he just looked like he had that 1,000-yard Vietnam vet stare.
He's traumatized.
Senior platoon World Trade go Center. Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just staring into space, yeah. And I was like, hey, what happened? $5,400. He's like, oh, man. He's like, yeah. He's just staring off into space. Mm. He's clearly traumatized. All right. You ready to rock?
Yeah. Mm. Why don't you give the gifts out now?
No.
No.
I got to give them together. I can work them down. Hey, Anderson. Are you you coming over this way?
How am I supposed to do that?
He's everything tonight.
I don't mean right now. I just mean, I don't know.
I left something for you in Ann's office.
Some phase of the game.
Yeah, like after the show, actually, I might have to. Why don't you send Lauren over?
With your gifts?
Yeah, and a screen. I've been screening all week, and I've had a headache.
You hearing him?
I'll send her over. Now, she can just carry him. She doesn't have to keister the thing like a heroin mule, does she?
No.
Because I got you a carton of cigarettes.
You're the man.
All right.
9 packs?
How many are in a carton?
Well, 10, but last year I got 9.
Oh, really?
Ooh, yeah. Native American spirit.
Oh, don't ruin it, Drew.
They're wrapped so nicely.
Why'd you get 9 last year?
Because you apparently took one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're just like empty. They're like loose in a bag.
No, how dare you? At least you know what Anderson
bag.
Does.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll 7-Eleven. Maybe we'll just keep these. I'll give them out to
I appreciate it.
No, there's kids out there who don't have organic cigarettes to smoke.
Is he going to get money, too?
Oh, get rid of that stuff. Put that stuff down.
But thank you. Thank you, Adam, for not getting me a gift. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That is thoughtful. That is thoughtful. I wish we had that. I want that agreement codified, and then I want to include many of my other friends in that agreement.
I couldn't agree more. I say, listen, you start hanging out with the Corollas. You will never worry about getting gifts again. All right. Let's get rocking here and talk to Nicole, who's 14. Nicole? Mm-hmm.
There we are.
All right, Nicole?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm 14, and just recently me and my boyfriend tried to have sex, but, like, he couldn't get it in. Like, I guess I was, like, too tight or something. I don't know. And I'm just wondering, is that normal?
Yeah, for a 14-year-old, yes. You're too nervous, you're not ready. Don't do that. That's your body sort of reacting. Were you abused or anything earlier? Or was there anything you need to tell us?
No, I just, like, really, really want to have sex really bad. So, like...
Really? Why?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, your body, your brain says yes, your body says no.
Let me ask your dad may say no, too. Let me ask you something if he's around. Is he around?
No, he died when I was 5.
Oh.
Yeah.
What happened?
Kidney failure. He was only born with 1 kidney.
Hmm. True. How many do I have?
2.
Oh, okay.
He was
supposed
to live to like age 2, so.
Really?
It was smart of him to have kids then.
You figure that's a pretty good run.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know.
Was he deaf?
Let's give a late. Was he deaf?
No.
Oh, why? Because kidney and ears about at the same time, yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, what is it with the doctors? You're supposed to live till 2.
Yeah.
Why do they make these proclamations? Hey, Nicole.
Yeah.
How old is your boyfriend?
15.
How long have you been going out with him?
6 months.
Are your friends having sex?
No. They're just messing around right now.
Is he able to have an erection? Does he lose his erection or anything?
No.
No. What are you using for birth control?
Oh, please. Huh? Using a
what are you using for birth control?
Some bazooka condoms. Bubble gum.
Condoms. All right.
Why is it... Let me say this, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. At 14, aren't you supposed to just want to do about what your friends are doing? You know what I mean? If the friends are all going, oh, you haven't had sex yet, then you want to have sex. If the friends are saying, ooh, this girl had sex, she's a slut, then you're not supposed to want to have sex, right?
Unless
I haven't told my friends because it's like I want to do it, you know?
Unless you're traumatized.
Yeah.
Or if an alcoholic in evolution.
Yeah. All right. What happened after your father passed away? Do you have a stepfather?
I did, but my mom divorced him a couple years ago.
Did he do anything to you?
No.
Was he an ass?
Abusive?
No.
You a big fan of his? You love him? You gonna miss him?
Yeah, I do. But,
really?
Like, I guess he just had to leave or something. I don't know.
All right, Miss Personality. Listen. We're going to let you go. We recommend that you don't have sex for a little while.
You're going to do what you do.
But do whatever you want. But just listen, don't get pregnant. That's all we care about.
If the condom fails, morning after pill. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Listen, look, we've talked about it 1,000 times. We never met anybody, any girl at least, that was glad she lost her virginity when she did.
No.
They'd all like to add a couple of years
especially,
to whatever that time was.
Especially pre-16, 17.
Especially until about 14, yeah. Now, here's the thing, too. When you have a girl and her dad dies and she's 2 and she's seen what she's seen, I don't know, maybe she's older at 14 than a lot of people are.
We would love to believe that as a culture. How about the guys are taught to sort of look at girls like that as in trouble and that they should help them by not engaging? I know it's hard.
Oh, no way.
It's tough.
Yeah. All right. Hey, but it's good times.
It is good times.
I'll tell you that right now.
Takes all kinds, too.
Oh, did I tell you my neighbor came by?
Ooh. What, give you a Christmas or a Hanukkah gift?
No. You know, Hanukkah, yeah. You know what I want for the new year? Here's what I want. It's not that I want people to leave other people alone and stop being so goddamn intrusive. I want everyone else to start shutting them down, start abusing them.
You've been saying that. You had that policy going a couple of years ago. You're bringing it back.
Yeah, I had a nice, uncomfortable situation with her.
What happened?
I have this neighbor who's the queen of all koozies. She's this 60-year-old Israeli. I don't know what she is. She's one of those, I'll euphemistically call one of the pushier cultures out there, somewhere in the Middle East with the, no, that is not it. Started by wanting me to paint her fence one day because she said I got something on it. And it was just rust dripping down the side. There's been water. It's been coming down my street for about a week. I was well aware of it. Some kind of water leak up the street from mine following the curve of the house.
Not you, though.
Had nothing to do with me. Oh, Christ, I come home a couple nights ago. No, I don't. There's a ring on my buzzer at like 8 o'clock at night. I'm sitting in there with my towel, hand down my towel. Wife's out. I'm watching TV, just wearing a towel, ringing on the buzzer. Yeah, who is it? Adam! Adam, it's me!
Just an accent, too?
Oh, yeah. It's a horrible accent. Oh. Yeah.
She came all the way up the stairs?
Oh, hell yeah. What do you need? The water! You see the water's coming from your house? No, it's not. Now it's coming from the... No, I show you! That's the other thing, too. Like, what is that impulse?
Yeah.
You know
when you say
impulse,
it's not, I do it.
That impulse? No, I'll show you. It's not. It's coming from the street. No, come here. No, come on, let me in. I'll show... Hold on, let me get my shoes on. You know, I get dressed now. She's hobbling up the stairs with her flashlight. We're walking around the back of the... No, look, it is... Walk all the way around the house. Look over the wall.
Nothing.
Yeah, see? There it is. It's not from your water... No, it's not. By the way, if I'm 1,000 times smarter than you, don't you think I know these kinds of things? Don't you think I notice the stuff? Don't you think I would know if I had no water pressure or my water or my meter was spinning around like in those airplane movies when the plane's plummeting for the ground and the altimeter's just
airplane cartoons
spinning around? Yeah. Now, I would know this, and it's not. It's coming from the street. Call the DWP. Well, let me show you what is happening at my house. Oh, no. No, come on. Listen, I've seen it. It's coming. Oh, come on. No.
Like you're going to take responsibility
that's
if you
the part.
See.
Listen, I've seen what's going on the street. I know what's going on. The water's going around and it's coming down. It's going by my house. It's going by your house. No, come on. I show you. Come on. It's like the steam's coming out of my mouth. It's 8:30 at night. It's Friday night. I'm hobbling down the stairs. I see it. Yeah.
Water
there it
going
is.
By.
So, yes, this is it's coming. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Look, call the DWP. I don't know. What is your water? The water main's in front. It's fine. The pressure's... Okay. Fine. Come home last night.
Oh,
like
no. What?
7 o'clock.
It's not over
night.
With that?
Oh, you're kidding. Come home like 7 o'clock. This is about 3 or 4 days ago. And I come home last night. It's about 7 o'clock. There she is out front with the flashlight. Now she's got the poor DWP guy.
Oh.
And the DWP guy. Now, I always feel like pulling whoever's over there aside. Like one time she was trying to sell her house. And there was this perky little realtor over there who was over there. Uh-huh. She's putting up balloons and stuff. I walked over there. She's like, hi, wait. I said, she's selling the house?
Said,
yeah.
No,
yeah. Said, no, she's not. And said, no, she's great. I said, she's a great lady? Yeah. She's a bitch. No, she's not. She's great. You know the realtors have that smile
phony positive,
pasted onto their face? Uh-huh. No, it's good. I said, listen, you're going to waste 1,000 Sundays over here. And then at the end of the day, you're not going to do anything. And that's it. You're driving around with the cars with the stakes and the signs and the balloons. And every Sunday, you're getting nothing. And she's like, no, she's great. All right, let's see.
She's still there.
6 months later, yeah. Oh, no, that was four years ago. Yeah, house still there. Of course, realtor spent 72 Sundays in a row doing nothing. And listen, I just want these people out. And here's what I want. We're never going to get these people to shut up.
Yeah, until somebody tells them.
Yeah. It's not like we can talk to these people because these people aren't sane.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Right.
But it's not like someone's got to go and talk to them. Someone's got to go, shut up, get in the house and shut up. Just get out of my face. So last night, I come pulling up. She's out front with the DWP guy, and I'm like, oh, holy Christ. I'm trying to crawl out through the goddamn exhaust pipe of the car. So I get it. No. She's running this guy ragged, and he's running all over the place. And open the car door, start scrambling, like Vietnam style, on my elbows, up
the
to the stairs. Adam, I come here, look at it. Hey, it is. Jesus, mother effer. He says it is coming from your air conditioner. No, he doesn't.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't say that. No, look, I show you. We have to look. No, listen. Now the DWP guy stand there. It's coming from up the hill, so she says that we should. No. Listen to me. It's not coming from my house. It's coming from. Yeah, I know, but I've looked all over and I can't find it. I just got to go up there. I said, listen to me. It's not coming from my house. And no, it's just the air conditioner. Okay, be quiet. Don't, no. So, okay, so I go, that's not from my house. That's it. I go up in the house. I get in there. So, as soon as my ass hits the sofa, there's the bell. It's ringing, naturally. It's ringing down. I put my head out the window. There's the DWP, a tall guy, so I can see his head sort of poking up over the fence. What do you want? I got to come up and check that. Yeah, you got to check. You got to check or that cow has made you check. She was standing next to him, by the way.
Oh, my God.
But I couldn't see her head.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
And here's the thing with me. Once I get pissed, I'm pissed.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm yelling down the stairs. Okay, she comes up. I got like a fountain in the back of my house that dried up for like 20 years. It is a fountain. No, it's not. He's right now. I said, look, go look around. I'm going in the house. Just do what you got to do. I'm going in the house. You know, of course, 10 minutes later, on the back door. Adam, yay, come here. Look. Shut up. You bitch.
Was there anything?
No, there's nothing. And then the guy goes, and she's tugging on. He's saying, well, we're going to have to send a crew back. What did you check? And I'm just thinking this poor guy wants to put a gun in his mouth, because he doesn't know. He's got to be nice. And I'm just thinking, look, here's what we need to do with these people. We need to contain them.
Yeah.
You understand? Right. Yeah. It's our job because they'll run roughshod over everyone they know.
That's right.
They'll be buzzing you. They'll be calling you. Be coming over. They'll be making demands.
It's the same person that's suing everybody.
Same person that's suing everybody.
Needs to be contained. Not rights protected.
Right.
Contained.
No, contained.
Yes.
We don't need to protect these people.
They're not
goddamn California condors.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
And they're happier when they're contained, by the way.
I don't give a ass what they are, when they are. My whole feeling is they deserve the worst we have to offer. The worst. And be prepared. They're going to think you're a horrible person. She's going to think she's living next to an evil,
just
cause mean,
you called her a cow,
prima donna. F her. Jesus Christ.
I've got one next door, too.
Listen. Can we start a goddamn neighborhood of pain in the ass people and they can all just live together? We'll call it Pain in the Assville. And all you crazy coozes and complainers and all you sea suckers and all you people who go on walks up the street and then act like when someone drives by in their car like some maniac just escaped from the mental institution has commandeered a van. Oh my God, all you people. All you heinous, horrible people just all live in the same crap-filled neighborhood and see what it feels like living next door to an a-hole. Jesus Christ. Nothing but pains in the goddamn ass.
Yeah.
And some other guy at the other house coming up the hill today, one that's thinking I dumped a bunch of stuff, complaining we dumped stuff in front of his house, which we never did. The cops, like, came over and stuff. Oh, my God. Oh, the hell is wrong? I had a cop show up once because phone lines got crossed and neighbors, I called the cops and said that because of... It's just, what's wrong with me? Here's what I'm saying. My whole life, I've never called the cops. Whole goddamn life, I've never called the cops. What's wrong with you people? Just start putting bullets in your own head. Leave the sane people alone. Jesus Christ.
And leave the police alone.
Throw a goddamn New Year's Eve party 2 years ago. Cops showed up three times. One time they showed up at 9:45.
Merry Christmas.
Jesus Christ. Don't get me started, Anderson. I'm fired up, but... Anderson, surely you can agree with me on this. Let's get all the a-holes and put them in the same group and let them all drive each other insane, calling the cops on each other, complaining, trumping stuff up.
A healthier way to deal with them. Containing is good, but just ignoring.
Good bullet
just
in the head.
Ignore them. I thought that's why you lived up there.
What's that?
I thought that's why you lived up there. I didn't think people would be like that up there.
No. Oh. This coos. No. No, listen, you can't ignore them when they're calling the cops. You can't ignore them when you're walking up your stairs and they're accosting you with the guy from the DWP telling them stories about where it's coming from. You can't do it.
Did you straighten her out at the end?
I just tell her to get out of here.
Did she really give you a gift? Anymore.
Who? Gift? No.
Oh, okay.
She didn't give me anything. And listen, I don't give a... I don't care if she's... I hope she's listening so she can leave me the hell alone. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with everybody? Please, have some goddamn dignity. All right. Drew, where are we doing?
We're going to break.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we're doing a radio show.
Radio show. I take some calls.
We were on the phone, I thought, for a second there, but I realized we were a radio show.
I got to take some calls.
Yeah, but after the break.
All right, after this. Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew.
Did that feel good, Adam, to hand out gifts that your wife purchased?
No, I purchased
no.
them.
Mm-hmm. No.
My assistant did.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I told her to.
It's good. That's good.
Told her what to get.
That's good.
Let me tell you, everybody. People, you know, they go like, oh, you have an assistant. Everybody wants it. It's so easy to do that. Everyone does that. Oh, your assistant. Let me tell you something, my assistant. She's just a tool in the hands of a sculptor.
Right.
She's a chisel and a mallet in the hands of the sculptor.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
She don't know what to buy.
Yeah.
She can't be spending my money and getting stuff. I got to tell her, get this person that, get that person this. Get yourself something, too. You know, it was sweet. I was like, I was giving my assistant $400. I give her. Now, let me tell you something. That ain't that much in the assistant realm, but I've only had her for a couple of months, and I don't ask her to do very much. We don't hang too often. But here's the thing. So she was leaving. I was leaving. I saw her last Friday. I was going to give her $400. I had $400 cash and this little, you know, card thing for her. And so I was like, all right, well, I had $20 left for me in my wallet. And she's like, okay, well, you got to reimburse me, though, because I had to buy a bunch of stuff, and I didn't buy it on a credit card, and it came to, like, $372.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, oh, because I just went and maxed out my ATM with your $400. I think I got $20 on me. So I was like, okay, so here's the $372, and then your bonus is now down to $26 down, but I don't have any more money, and I can't get out of the ATM. So when you get back in town, I'll catch you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure you will. You won't forget.
I won't forget. Jessica?
Yes, hi.
You're 19. What's up?
I'm dating this guy that's in the Army, and he was shot in Iraq. And actually, I just met him, so I didn't know that he was shot until I went down there to look. And
down there to look?
Well, you know, to have oral sex with him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he was shot there, and it's, like, hard for him to stay erect.
He was shot in the penis?
No. Like, near it, not... Like, it wasn't blown off or anything, just near it was shot.
Could you see the bullet wound?
Yeah.
Well, where... All right, hold on a second. By the way, the other story is, like, he was shot down there.
Right.
And then when I went down to perform oral, that's when I saw it. He got shot in the penis. Oh, no.
Yeah. You would get really confused to ask her what he did in Iraq, what he did for the Army.
He got shot in the heel. Yeah. Jessica.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, what did he do in the Army?
He was a scout.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. I was a weeblo in the Army. And where was he shot?
Like, he was shot twice. He was shot in the leg, in the left leg, in the artery. And I knew about that one, but then when, like, we were going to have oral sex,
yes, please tell me where he was shot.
Yeah.
Where,
please?
Like, near his area, in the pelvis.
In the abdomen?
No, lower.
In the hip?
No, like, near his area.
Lower abdomen.
In the pubic region?
Off to the side.
Well, just in the
lower abdomen. Lower abdomen. Did he have to have an operation for that?
Yeah.
Did he perforate any bowel or anything?
Did he what?
No. Did he have any bowel? You won't know. Any bowel need to be repaired or anything like that?
I have no idea.
All right.
So you don't know what the injuries were that he suffered from?
By the way, just saying the guy got shot in the waist, I think, would about cover
the
it.
Pelvis, okay. Yeah, the pubic area.
Saying it's near his thingy. It's near his thingy. It sounds like it's off to the side. I mean, it's hard.
I don't know, because I love sex, and it's hard for him to stay erect.
Is he on medication?
Because he got shot near the thingy.
What medication is he on?
I have no idea. Like painkillers.
Oh. All right, well, that's why he can't stay erect.
Oh.
That has nothing to do with the shot, the gunshot.
Who shot him?
An Iraqi.
Yeah. Uh-oh. There you go.
He was shot near Baghdad.
Thought it was a Swede.
And, not all right.
Near Baghdad. All right. But he's okay now.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, right. The painkillers, though, not a great sign. Shouldn't be on painkillers more than a couple weeks after the surgery.
Well, he got shot twice. How long ago did this happen?
He was shot in March.
You see what I'm saying?
But he came back in August.
How'd you meet him?
Through friends.
Mm-hmm. What's he doing now? Is he get around okay? Is he okay?
He had to go back to Fort Benning where he's stationed.
Uh-huh.
But he's down here for Christmas right now.
Yeah, get down.
So that's when
I'm going to skip his pain meds. That's why he's having trouble.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right, baby. You nurse him back to health.
I'm going to, Florence Nightingale. I promise.
Yeah. You're doing your part for the country.
Oh, I am. God bless America.
It's like Ruth Buzzy blowing you.
No, it's Joanne Worley.
Yeah, Joanne Worley. Oh, my God. Yeah, Phyllis Diller. Holy Christ. All right, well, good times. And listen, everybody, really, if the guy was shot in the waist area, please, just say it. Don't start laughing. He was shot. It's going to be humiliating for the poor guy. I was assuming he took one right in the urethra.
Yeah, I got the testy knocked off or something. Or mangled, something disfiguring.
Yeah, sounds like he was just sort of shot around the waistline, off to the side. Yeah. Diana?
Yeah?
You're 20?
It's amazing. Hang on a second, Diana. The kinds of fire that was cruising around in Iraq, you wouldn't think the caliber of stuff you get shot with. You get shot twice, just kind of have an operation be okay. You think it'd tear your waist off, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I do know.
Not small caliber stuff, right?
Well, there was a, I don't know. I mean, they're firing AK-47s, I guess. I don't know what the caliber of them are. But I know there was a certain, plan at a certain point, which was to injure and, get the casualties. And what I'm saying is just get the injuries rather than the deaths out on the battlefield.
So the press gets bad? Or?
No, just smaller caliber. More bullets in the air, injuring people and getting them out of the game.
Oh, I see.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You think about it, you're firing a musket ball and you're killing a guy, but you'd rather fire 1,000 bullets and hit a bunch of guys in the shoulder and just get people carting them out, spending resources on them, dragging them around, getting them out.
Okay.
If you think about it. Diana?
No. Hi.
She's there. Diana?
First off, I wanted to say thank you because I called about a month ago and I asked how I could get my boyfriend to go down on me more often, and your advice didn't really help because he told me that he was stupid and I should leave him and that a whole bunch of other stuff. But when I told him that I called you guys, ever since then, he goes down on me all the time.
Yeah.
But now, so there's the intervention. I have
just call the show.
That after he does, I get itchy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he had herpes. That's why he didn't want to go down. He
yeah.
to
no,
the...
no, 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 no.
Maybe he had crabs in his beard.
No. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a beard. But it's just like... I don't...
Who cares? I don't like her. Screw you. We need to talk to you.
She's a Corolla neighbor in training?
Yeah. I just had an ass for her.
Yeah, there's nothing much we can like say her. Anyway, which is you got to give a pelvic exam, you need to get cultures, need to be examined, you need to see if there's some infection there.
Mm-hmm.
It may just be, who knows what, some reaction to somebody's, it could be allergic reaction to somebody's mouth.
We got no answer.
No.
No, but, if you take a guy, if you take that skin down there, which has got to be, supple on a lady, and you take a guy, especially if he's got some whiskers on his chin, I don't mean a beard, but I just mean, and shaved immediately before that, you can get them jostling around down there for half an hour. You're going to get some irritation.
You touch that area, you get a yeast infection.
Yeah.
Too, so.
Butterfly lands on the coos.
That's it.
Pow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I don't know. I don't know why I just had an ass. I just tired of Diana. I'm not tired. You guys help. I want to thank you for helping me, but I didn't take your advice. And then they start making these noises where you start saying stuff like, well, maybe. Well, it could be. I don't know why. I just don't. There's some people I don't want to talk to. Dave?
Yeah.
Dave?
Hello.
Phone's cutting out a lot tonight. You notice that?
This week.
Yeah, but tonight, long.
Yeah, long pauses.
Long.
There he is.
Hello?
Dave, you're 27.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, what's up?
Well, first I want to start off by saying I have one of the exact same a-hole neighbors.
Yeah.
And we cannot handle it.
Can't we just put them together so they can sort of... Here's what it is. Like, one a-hole can pollute, like, a seven-block area.
Right.
You know what I mean? Can't these people need to know what it's like to live next to them.
Oh, man.
That's the ultimate punishment.
Let them experience it for a little while.
Let them experience them for a while.
Yeah. You need sort of a daisy chain, too, of each one being slightly worse than the other.
Yeah.
So
as you get deeper into the neighborhood. Yeah. You let them experience throwing a New Year's party with a bunch of people in black tie and having the cops show up at 9:45, which meant they were called about 9:10.
Yep.
Bunch of people not even drunk, DJ not even playing yet, just entering. It wasn't a dinner party. People are showing up at 9. People walking in tuxedos and evening gowns, and the cops are showing up.
Are you having a New Year's party this year?
No.
Yeah.
But
my neighbors called the cops on me for having my truck blocking their driveway. I don't even own a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I love these sea suckers who look at the cops as their sort of personal force.
Yep.
I'm just going to call. And they, by the way, they called the cops later on the same night. They showed up later on the same night.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't even call the cops anyway. Just go to the store and say, is this your truck? Can you move it?
Yeah, listen. I here's all I want, and how come nobody ever talks about this? I want to keep track of people that call the cops for what I would consider frivolous things. By the way, isn't that as big an infraction as going 68 miles an hour in a 65 zone?
Well, listen, they were going to get rid of police calls for shop alarms because there were so many false alarms.
Right, false alarms, so the cops will no longer respond to your shop because there's too many false alarms going off.
Same idea.
How about the jack-off neighbor who's calling the cops because the car's parked in front of? I had the cops show up at the house because the phone lines got crossed when I was working on something. I had the cops show up at 9 o'clock for New Year's celebration. How about they investigate these things, and it's easy. If it's considered frivolous, you're paying.
Yep.
And the next time, before you pick up the phone, you old hag, you'll think for a second because it might cost you $375.
Yeah.
And by the way, or more, I don't know what it costs to have two cops and a cruiser come over to your house. You know what I mean?
That philosophy or that procedure is what needs to be in place for all things. Basically, is you need to be responsible for what you do. You sue somebody, it's frivolous, you pay. You call the cops frivolously? Yeah, they decide that, you pay.
Right.
That's the only way to change people's behavior.
Thank you.
These people are so stupid, though.
No.
It's like boy crying wolf. They don't understand that.
No, they'll understand when you put it.
Hold on. Speaking of stupid, Dave.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Thank you for your retarded counterpoint, but Listen, stupid people don't do things that cost them $375 a pop if they got burnt last time. I don't care how stupid you are. If you pick up the phone and call the cops on your neighbor who's throwing a calm party and the cops show up and find nothing wrong and charge you $375, I don't care how dumb you are. You're not going to pick up the phone next time.
Yeah, I guess
what feels Thank dumb you. Is you can't reason with them.
Right.
And that's what feels dumb about it. You shouldn't reason because you're right. You can't.
No, but they understand the financial part.
They understand behave mod.
They got no problem with that. And, you know, the pussies out there would argue, well, if you institute things like that, then people will be reluctant to pick up the phone and call the cops.
And Adam, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, that's right.
Slippery slope.
Yeah, they see somebody being murdered with a chainsaw on the front line.
No, they wouldn't call anybody.
No, they're scared.
They
could cost them $375.
Slippery slope. Slippery slope.
Slippery slope. All right.
Let's go to break.
I was thinking of talking to Dave, but I'm not. The phone seems to be cutting in and out.
It's hard to talk to him.
And then when we do get to him.
He's so enthusiastic. So no, let's get to talk to him.
Well, who's he talking? Is he talking to us?
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah.
All right.
So go. The dog came running in.
Okay. What's up?
Oh, nothing. When I have sex with my girlfriend, I can get her off, but I cannot get off. It doesn't seem how long it takes. I just can't seem to get off.
During intercourse?
Yes.
How about oral sex?
It works then.
No problem then. So? Yeah.
For you it works, you mean?
Right.
Right, okay.
So, there you go.
That's
some guys.
Yeah.
It's a rare breed, but...
What's that?
But my past girlfriends, I've always been able to get off and everything. It's been... Now, I mean, I don't understand it.
Well, help us. What is it about this one?
Nothing. Everything's great. I mean, it's great sex.
Is there anything about you? Are you on medication? Are you doing drugs? Are you depressed? Anything else going on now that might make you different?
Not different. I smoke a little weed, you know. With other girls too.
That catches as a cumulative effect. That will catch up with
How
you.
How much is a little, Dave? Because you can't spare too many brain cells.
Depends on how much is a lot.
Two bowls a day.
Probably like four bowls.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, for a day.
Yeah.
Dave, listen to me, buddy.
It's just at night, though, you know, winding down.
Oh, then it doesn't matter. Then I take it all back.
No, I'm not.
It's just at night. The brain is completely free of any toxic activity, anything damaging the brain.
Well, you got your nighttime brain. That's not the good one.
It's a different brain.
That's your junker. That's like your parts car.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's like that old truck you used to go into parts run. The real brain's in the garage with a cover on it.
That's right.
Okay, let me make this, and I listen. Listen, everybody. I've never spoken to any of you before in my life, so I have nothing against or for any of you. But here's the deal. Dave is a little bit scattered. Talking to him is like playing a handball against the curtains, a little bit. And he's not totally gone, but he is a guy who a couple more years of the four loads a night, and it's going to be difficult to communicate with Dave.
Yep.
Yep.
And he will not be getting any boners.
And he may not be getting any boners. And I know everyone is like, no, you don't know, or that's me, or you don't know me, or whatever. No, I don't know you. That's the point. That's why this is pure.
That's
why
we can be objective.
It is the best.
Yeah.
Dave, the pot ain't helping you. So you may want to reel it in a little. Go to the booze, like me. That makes you sharp. All right, we'll take a quick
break.
Loose,
anyway.
We'll be right back.
I get so angry about
that. Hey, everybody. Phone number for Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew.
You could burn Anderson's ears there in a little flurry of anger.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait till you get... Oh, well. I was going to say to Anderson, wait till you get neighbors.
I got a lot of neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all your age.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Crazy Indian neighbors.
Oh, really?
Crazy Mexican neighbors.
Yeah. I like the Mexicans, though. Here's the thing about the Mexicans. They keep to themselves.
They got kids that don't.
All right. Well, the kids don't. But the Mexicans, they keep to themselves. Once a year, they get completely blasted. You find them on your lawn. But that's once a year. The rest of the time, they're quiet. They keep to themselves.
Is that the 5th of May?
That's what I like. Yeah. Cinco de Mayo. You find them on your lawn. But that's it. The rest of the time, that's what I like. I like a nice, quiet culture. Mexicans are that
way.
Well,
they take care of their families.
Japanese are that way. Yeah. They're in there getting drunk. They don't got time for you.
Hey, Lauren just showed up and she gave me your gifts. Thank you very much, Corolla.
Oh, no, thank you, buddy.
If I didn't know any better, I think you're trying to kill me. A bottle of booze and a carton of smokes?
Nothing wrong with that. It's a little holiday tradition.
And George, thank you very much, too. I was writing you a formal email before everything hit the fan over here. I quit,
don't worry about it. It's all good.
Thank you very much. I can use all that stuff.
Our pleasure.
What'd you get him?
He doesn't remember. Nothing?
Oh, he doesn't know. His wife did it. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that is, it is tough when you...
Between... I actually did know what everybody got, and then I just completely, like...
Yeah, I just told...
It gets wrapped. I'm like, okay, now what do I give...
I just told my assistant, look, go out. She read me about 1,000 names, and I was like, I could get him a bottle of wine, get him a gift certificate, get him this. And then you run into the person, like, thank you so much. That was so thoughtful. Yes. And you're like, oh, I hope you liked it or them or those. And they're like, yeah, it's great. And you can tell in the middle of it, they start figuring out that someone else must have done it in your name.
But it's not even when you did it.
Oh, even when you did do it, you forget about it. Yeah, let me tell you a cool thing to do.
I can't remember what I got my kids now. What's a cool thing to do?
Throw a Christmas party where everyone brings all the gifts over to your house and then opens them up for everybody. You'll get a bunch of stuff left behind. Stuff gets forgotten about.
You mean do like a one-person exchange kind of thing?
Yeah, everybody do that.
Yeah.
You want to hear... All right, we got to move on, but let me just tell you this.
Yeah.
You know, once in a while, I like to think back about the past. You know, that's how we keep it real. That's how I appreciate it.
So we're having a retrospective on the year, talking about the important moments of 2003.
I was thinking back.
2003 was not a great year, really. Was it good for you?
That's not what I'm talking about.
All right, go ahead.
That was decent.
It just sort of...
came and went.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the Corollas and what the exquisite losers they are and were. And,
something you think and speak of often.
Oh, have I brought that up?
No, yeah, in fact, you have.
And I was thinking about Christmas time and how we used to go to...
the tree, brah. Bough of a tree.
There was the year that my mom cut down a branch from a pine tree and leaned it against the wall as the Christmas tree, because she's too big a loser to get a Christmas tree. But that's a notch down. That's a step down from Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown had a wimpy tree, but he had a tree.
Yeah.
This was a branch. It was flat. A branch from a pine tree? Flat. You just lean it.
With foil that you actually stripped yourself with a pair of scissors.
I kill myself.
Yeah.
All right, here's the point. We would go over to these step aunt or uncle's houses from Hungary. God knows the chick was an alcoholic. The guy was like a probation officer. He used to yell at everybody. It was a great, great and horrible scene. The grown-ups would have a grab bag. It was a big grab. Everyone would bring a gift of a certain amount. Everyone would get in a circle, draw names. It was a big excitement of the night.
Right.
Grab bag gifts with the Corolla and the family. My dad, one year, drew the grip. You know, you'd draw a number. It was your turn. You'd grab it. You'd shake it. You'd look around. Shrimp deveiner as a gift. Shrimp deveiner.
That sounds like something Corollas frequently would use, too. Forget the fact that it's just an elegant gift. Elegant.
I didn't know you could eat shrimp until I was in my 30s. Shrimp deveiner is... a thing, basically, it has the equivalent value of one side of a corn cob prick.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Corn cob holder.
Yeah, those corn
handles.
Same material, same value as one. It's a little plastic shrimp on a weird hook thing to pull the veins out of shrimp. It had to cost somebody... like $1.29.
You
got to
understand something.
If I got that gift at a grab bag, do you understand I would dive across the table and stab the person with it in the neck?
I heard the stories about the Corollas for many, many years now, but I've only in the last couple of months begun to appreciate the spectacular creativity with which they acted out their bizarre deprivation.
No,
it is tantalizing, Adam.
We
just
didn't buy this, you understand. This is the group
the
we swung with.
Yes.
Now, my dad probably splurged and bought something like a palm comb. One of those things you get to see at the barber shop on the display. You know, you put it in your palm. It's like a brush. Yeah. He probably splurged for something like that. And one of our other cheap family members went ahead and got the shrimp deveiner. These are 40-something-year-old adults. Can you believe that? Oh, Jennifer?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's up, baby doll?
I want to know if it's possible to be pregnant even though I've had urine tests come up negative.
Not likely.
With PCO?
How long was with polycystic ovarian disease? How
I've had it for years.
How likely? How far into the pregnancy are you, allegedly?
I would think I was like 2 to 3 months.
No.
But since I'm not regular, I want to know.
No, you're not pregnant.
Okay.
That's it.
My doctor, like, laughed at me, so I didn't know.
That's good. Well,
that's why he laughed at you.
You can use a shrimp debater for an abortion, too.
Yeah, what? You have to reach with a shrimp drainer.
Yeah, it's about an inch and a quarter long.
Or shell out $3 for an attachment, which would never happen to Crowley.
No.
Ooh.
What's the matter, baby? You nutty?
No, not at all.
Okay. You doing okay?
Yeah. My doctor laughed, and so it made me uncomfortable. And
he didn't laugh at you.
Yeah, he did.
He was laughing with you.
He's laughing with you, because you laugh when you get nervous. All right, baby. You have yourself a good Christmas.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Good times. We got to take a little break here. Yeah. Shrimp deveiner, Drew.
Yeah. I'm feeling nauseated.
44-year-old people getting into a shrimp deveiner.
Hideous.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. You ready to rock here, Drew?
No, I'm ready.
I brought some car literature in, and Drew's got a nice big boner over the whole thing. We're going to the car show this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look out, buddy. Nothing like that car show. Nothing like that car show. Get to walk around, go to all the booths, see all the little kids sitting in the car while you're waiting in line. Nothing worse than you're looking at a car you're thinking about buying, and there's six people in front of you, all under the age of 14, or camped in the car, making the car running noise. And you're thinking, I'm thinking about parting with $45,000 to buy this car, and this kid's sitting in there.
Yeah, but in your mind, you're thinking the same thing as that kid.
I'm thinking,
right.
Yeah, I am, but I think, get your ass out of the car.
Yeah.
You ain't buying it. That's right, Drew. All right. And I always like the salespeople, too. How many horsepower does this car have? Oh, it's peppy. Yeah, but how many horsepower? Let me check on that. Is this a 4 and a V6? I'm going to need to check on that. What's the difference between the S and the LE model? Let me check on that, too. What's your name? I'm going to need to check on that. I'm going to get back on you. What's the last? You circumcised? Let me get back.
Give me a second.
Let me go. Let's see if our manager's here. I'm going to check on that. Let me pull some literature on my pre-pubes. Let me check on that. What's your mom's? Let me check on that. When's the last time you beat off? Let me go back. I'm going to check on that.
That's funny.
It's always funny when they have the people manning them. Let me check on that. I do like the chicks who stand on the spinning thing.
Didn't see many of those last
year. Oh, yeah. They don't do... Well, they don't... We go on the preview night, so yeah. they don't have enough of that. Yeah. That's a starter button.
No.
There, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Drew's got a boner. Look at him. Look at him. Oh. He loves those. He's looking at Aston Martins, everybody. Nellie?
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hey, you're 27.
Yep, I have a quick question for you guys.
All right.
Recently, I just found out my fiancé has a fetish regarding diapers. Is that something I need to be concerned about?
Yes. I'm not sure. You'd like this to be a quick question, but I'm not sure this is going to be a quick one.
This is what you call... Now, it's what I call a deal breaker.
Yeah. How's the guy's functioning in the relationship otherwise?
Diaper fetish?
No, hold on.
He's great.
He's great.
Yeah.
What's he do for a living?
He works on machines.
Works on machines.
What kind of machines?
Fixing them. Production machines.
Like heavy machinery.
All right. He does okay. How does the diaper fetish manifest itself?
He just brought it up and told me it's something he's embarrassed about. I mean, he's not proud of it.
Yeah, well, all fetishes make people feel ashamed.
Well, I know, because it all involves like having a lollipop put up your ass, and it's never like my fetish is saving animals.
Yeah.
No. So I want to know how it manifests itself. Meaning, what does he need to do with it? And how does that involve you in your relationship? And why does this goddamn phone cut off every 35 seconds?
To be honest, I'm trying to think how it got brought up.
All right. Now, what does he want you to do?
Well, he has some of the, like, plastic outside diapers and stuff. And one time he asked me to put it on. He's like, would you wear this?
He wants you to wear it?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. And, usually, see, it's the guy putting it on.
And here's the thing, by the way. When the fetish gets... When people go, look, I got to come clean about something. I want to be honest with you. The only reason they do that is to try to get you into the diaper.
Right. They're coming clean.
If they didn't need you...
They wouldn't, yeah.
They just keep going underground.
Right.
Yeah. So he wants you to put a diaper on?
Well, just the plastic outside part. Not that that's any better, but...
Yeah,
well,
it's the same thing.
Marginal.
Same thing. No, cloth is a little nicer. Come on.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm putting Nellie on hold for a second because the phone's cutting in and out. It's driving me nuts. That's why I have to tell personal stories all night, every day. But here's what I want to say, Drew.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe it's not a deal breaker in the sense that, well, this is what goes on in the bedroom behind closed doors. First off, aren't you sitting at dinner with this guy when you guys are out and he's having a, you know, we're going out to dinner with the boss and his wife. The idea that you're just thinking about the diaper each time you're sitting across the table from this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just thinking, this guy, I know he's thinking about the diaper now, and the boss is saying, you know, Johnson over here is a good, solid man. We're thinking about moving him up to assembly. And, of course, that means a substantial. You're just thinking diaper. You're picturing him, like, crapping on the sports page and then crying and masturbating. You know, I mean, like, isn't it just weird just to know something weird about somebody?
Yeah, it is. And as we know well, it doesn't exist as an isolated phenomenon.
No.
It's a piece of him. He's isolated from the rest, but it's still a piece of him.
And it's like, look, the guys at work never have to worry about it because they're not effing him.
Yeah.
But if you're effing this guy, eventually it's going to start getting woven into the fabric.
It also
possibly a huggy blanket.
Yeah, it also suggests some trauma history.
Yeah.
And you won't.
Now, what? Now, okay, so here's the question. What do you do? You don't dump the guy straight away, but do you keep it in check?
Yes. You don't let it spiral out of control, or as Adam said, it will be the sports page and crapping and masturbating.
Nellie?
Yeah.
So far, he wants you to put the rubber diaper part on and do what?
I'd never put it on, so I don't know, you know.
Good impulse.
Oh.
What has he suggested you do? Just put it on?
Yeah. And then also we've talked about, like, maybe getting rid of the diapers.
Getting rid?
Yeah.
Well, no. No.
What?
Yeah,
she's away.
Throwing the diapers away.
Like, ceremonially and then being done with the fetish?
Well, not ceremonially, just pitching them. And he doesn't argue about it.
All right. Wait, I understand. You've not used them or put them on yet.
No.
What's there to pitch?
Well, they're just sitting in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, if we get rid of them, then...
Right.
They can't be used.
Yeah, but then this will surface in some other weird way. Believe me.
Okay, here's the question for you, Drew.
Yeah.
We all know that you can never really heal these kinds of wounds or fetishes.
You can. You get them to settle down.
Not heal. You can keep them in check, and you can work with them like you
decrease.
Work with a disease.
Yeah, they can integrate into the rest of the person and be sort of diminished in their intensity and power.
You can treat it like you treat a diet. You know, like
no, it's more like you treat a bad ankle or something. You learn to rehabilitate it, and eventually you're running on that bad ankle. Okay, but you gotta watch. You gotta be careful.
No, I'm saying diet. I'm saying. You're always going to want to eat nice, greasy piece of pizza.
Right.
But you realize because of your heart condition, you just can't.
Right.
Once in a blue moon, maybe.
Very
but
similar.
You just can't do it. And it's a constant vigil that you keep.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you leave the house, you're like, I want this. Yeah. No, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
That's what you can do with therapy. Now, you want to just get drunk and watch cable 40 hours a day. You'll eventually slide into this.
Yep.
Just like you'll order that pizza at 4 in the morning.
Yep.
All right, so if he wants to do this and he wants to stay on our little program with Nellie, then so be it. But should she toss him a Duke bone on his birthday?
Duke biscuit.
Or Christmas is coming up.
It's kind of like to asking an alcoholic to...
Yeah, okay, go ahead and have a shot.
No, it doesn't work.
All right.
And he really ought to think it's a sign that he would benefit from some therapy and the relationship would probably be more intimate if he would do that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Nellie's from Boston.
Yeah.
That doesn't fit for me at all.
Yeah. I mean, we've been together for like 3 years, and this has only come up like once.
All right. Hopefully it won't be a big deal. Is he otherwise okay? Works normally?
Yeah.
No mood problems, no right. alcohol yeah. or drug use.
Exactly.
All right. I think you're going to be the gatekeeper here.
And you both live in Boston?
Yeah.
You're going to be the diaper gatekeeper.
That's not a Bostonian move.
The diaper thing?
No.
No, he must be a Floridian transplant.
No, he's from here.
Mm-hmm. I knew it. All right. Should we take a trip near Florida?
He's not from Boston. He's from Western Massachusetts. Come on.
He's not from Boston. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Nellie?
Yeah.
Where's he from?
He's from a suburb of Boston.
Which one?
Weymouth? Yeah.
That's not too far out.
All right. Drew knows. Thanks, baby doll. All right, should we do Germany or Florida? You want to...
Germany or Florida, let's go. Need a break. There's Dickie.
A little Dickie for you. And Germany or Florida is going to be tough tonight because the phone lines aren't coming through too good. Anthony?
Yeah.
All right, you're 15.
Yeah.
You got Germany or Florida for us?
Yeah, okay. There's girls walking home late one night from work, and mm-hmm. it's really dark. There's no cars around, nobody around. And about halfway home, this guy comes up behind her and grabs her and starts trying to rape her. And he gets his pants undone, and somewhere in the struggle, she gets her head down by his crotch, and she bites off his testicles.
Testicles? Mm-hmm. Not penis, but testicles.
Yeah, his testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Germany.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah? Germany?
Yeah, it was Germany. Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Let him finish, though.
All right, so keep going.
Okay.
By the way, my reasoning is in Florida, they would bit the penis off.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You want me to finish?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Sure. Well, he falls on the ground and starts screaming and moaning, and she runs away. She goes to the police station, and she walks up to the front desk, and she puts his testicles on the counter and says the guy just tried to rape her, and those were his testicles. And then she leaves. About an hour later, they get a call from a hospital about a guy with a similar injury. Mm-hmm. And so after they get him stitched up and everything, they arrest him.
Mm-hmm. Florida. Wait a minute.
Arrest him.
Yeah, they arrest.
Right. Also, Germany, because in this country, she would have gotten arrested.
Right. All right, so Germany and Drew's one for one.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy boy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
By the way, good strategy for young ladies. And you can rip the testes off rather easily.
Yeah.
And you can bite them off. Go ahead. If a guy's trying to rap you, just yank them.
Bite them off. Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
What's Santa going to bring you this year?
I have no idea.
You didn't ask for anything?
No, I got everything I want already. I got one of my Christmas presents early.
What'd you get?
A PS2.
PlayStation 2.
Oh, PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
You got it early.
When Adam and I were growing up, there was never anybody who said, I've got everything I want. That didn't exist.
No, I didn't know any of those people.
No, I didn't either. It just didn't exist.
Yeah. I got a BS5. It was just a piece of dried bull crap. And it was just, I'd kick it around the yard.
The stick.
At number 5, stamped in it. All right, and that's it. So you got the PlayStation. What else?
I want games for the PlayStation, but right now I got 4 games that I've already wanted, so I'm pretty much set.
What's the one you like the best?
Probably Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Yeah,
of course.
It's so you see how many school-age girls you can rape while stealing. Here's what it is.
And run over.
Yeah, the beginning of the game starts with you pistol whipping an elderly handicapped person. Then you steal the car, and you see how many of her granddaughters you can rape. And then there's bonus points for more pistol whipping of the elderly.
Listen, my boy has rented mm-hmm. a PS2 game tonight at Blockbuster, and it was a WWF game.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, and there are female wrestlers and male wrestlers, and they can fight out together, and they beat the F out of each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it's violent.
Violent, yes.
I'm worse than Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, now, let me think. This is going to make 12-year-olds beat up chicks? No, it's not.
Well, not your kids.
Right.
Maybe if you're on the cusp, though.
Yeah, that's right. You got to have that energy going. Otherwise, they're just laughing at it. It's like farcical to them.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got to be a little bit stupid too.
I mean, if you have the trauma and you got the energy and you transferred from torturing small animals, then this is a good thing. Then a bad thing. It creates that energy.
But let's not overlook this. People think you become stupid when you're an adult. There's plenty of stupid 9-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not sharp. Kids are all over the place. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, there's plenty of 8-year-old kids.
I mean, the range of their intellectual.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with.
Well, it's developmental, intellectual, and the genetic.
But
it
has nothing to do with that. Yeah. You know, Drew, you like to throw everything in the laps of the school board. You know, there's 10-year-olds who could play this game and think it was a good idea to do that to a lady. Mm-hmm. And then there's ones who realize it's way out of the realm of reality and they would never do it. And some of them are just dumb. I mean, that's it, plain and simple. And, you know, bad family, poor education, all that helps. But stupid is stupid. All right. Smart is smart, too. I met my, I was hanging out with my little, I don't know what he is.
Nephew?
No, not my nephew, but like cousin, my cousin's kid. That makes him a third cousin to me or something like that. Kid's like two. So it's like two, maybe it's 2.5. He's just walking around. I'm just standing there. How are you doing? I think his name is Ben. How you doing, Ben? Fine. You know, hey, Ben, you want to taste some of my pie? Okay. You know, ham some pie. Did you like that, Ben? Yes. You want some more? No. Thank you. You know, it's like talking to a little person. I mean, my nephews, they're like six. Like, hey.
Talking to Stewie.
Hey, Casper, how you doing, huh? What do you want? Hey, get out of here. It's like, he'll just kick you in the shin and walk away. It doesn't even like look at you, you know?
You know, one of the smartest kids that looks like 5-6-year-old kid I've ever encountered was.
Asian kid.
No.
They're smart.
You know, what's her name from Taxi that wrote the diet books? Was on our show years
ago. Mary Lou Henner.
Mary Lou Henner's child is a genius.
Yeah. There are certain kids that are like.
He's like, you can have a discussion with him about Kierkegaard. I mean, it's bizarre.
I don't know who that is.
That's what I'm saying.
They're like miniature people.
Yeah.
And then there are other, like, I was just saying, most 3-year-olds, you talk to them, they just look at you. You know, and you go, you want some pie? And they just look at you, you know, and then they just get up and walk away. Now, if you got something they want. If you're holding something they want to play with, that's a different story, or they want to wrestle, they want something. But if they don't want something from you, you don't exist, for the most part. Then they're the kids who, like, they're lucid.
Well, I was talking to her. She's at 6 months. He has, like, full sentences.
Yeah.
And she'd go to the park. Baby, their baby's, like, you know, barely able to turn over, and mom's going, how old is this child?
Yeah, they're smart.
5, 6, no, 8 months.
Yeah, my little cousin from the third power, whatever. The kid's talking, he's answering, he's lucid, he's polite, you know, he's like 2 years old. It just happens. Then there's the 2-year-old kids that don't even know someone's talking. There you go. What is that? Are they a product of the school system? No, they're just one smart and the other stupid. It's easy. I don't know why it's a big problem with that. We don't have to punish
you're
stupid.
Being a little overly simplistic. Because there are many other things that come to bear on what a kid's intellectual function is at a certain age.
Sure. Stupid. Josh?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Speaking of.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's happening?
Dr. Drew, I'd like to ask you a question. When I'm getting off with my boyfriend, I think about other guys.
You're gay.
Please.
I am.
I hope so.
Don't be rude.
No, I just hope so.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, so when we get off, I think about other guys that typically
you're gay.
Are younger.
True.
Younger,
get it.
Yeah. How young?
Maybe like 18, 19.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How old's your boyfriend?
25.
25.
You're 23. All right.
So my question essentially is, this is the beginning of the relationship. I mean, I don't know what you would consider beginning, but we're in our second month of dating. So I guess my question is this in the realm of normality or?
Yes. Have you ever had a close relationship before?
One that I felt was on the verge of being healthy? Not really. But
and you think, so you really never had a relationship. You just had sort of short liaisons kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this one, you want it to be a relationship. You're really getting heavy, strong feelings for this guy.
Yes.
And so you're worried that you're thinking about other people. Yes. No. This is your brain freaking out about being intimate and trying to pull you away from it in some way.
Plus, it's the male brain.
It's a male brain. But if you had any sexual abuse?
Well, that was the second question actually I wanted to ask you. I've never been sexually abused, but I have a counselor, I have a therapist, and my therapist said something kind of interesting to me recently in one of our sessions. She said that you can be sexually abused without actually physically being touched or sexually abused. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you can see sexual things, you can see pornography, you can see this.
Right, that was around, my dad crossed a couple boundaries with that when I was young.
All right, and that freaks kids out. It changes their brain wiring a bit. But usually not, well, what I was getting at with you was not about your sexual orientation so much as whether or not you're a sexual compulsive. Because you said, you know, I can't have relationships. I've had lots of guys, but they've not been relationships. And now here I am in a relationship, and I'm compulsively thinking about other guys. So, you know, there might be some sexual addiction here or sexual compulsivity. And, you know, you're seeing therapists. You're hanging on to this relationship. Just relax. It'll be all right.
All right. Right. Yeah, but good times. And listen, don't question yourself all the time. It's an impulse. You have it. You do it. You stay in the relationship.
I agree a little bit because he's going to have a tendency to sabotage the relationship. So he has to question himself.
No. But I understand that. And I'm saying...
Don't be anxious about it.
No, what I'm saying is don't say...
Oh, stinks in here. Jesus Christ.
I farted five minutes ago.
Yes, I'm talking about. Oh.
It's been a full
two
minutes.
It's like molasses is getting over here.
It's almost 2 minutes.
It's bad.
Almost. Oh, please.
Yeah, it's bad.
Please. You're just a...
So anyway, tell him.
All right, here's what I'm saying. Okay, would you please listen to me?
The catalogs are coming in real handy.
Chris using them like he's landing on a F-14 on a carrier deck. Flapping around. Like whack. Come on, give me those. Those are mine. These are collector's items. Okay, now listen. Here's what I'm saying. He is going to do one of these things where he starts questioning his feelings and sabotaging simultaneously, mm-hmm. where he says, I'm thinking about other guys. Why am I thinking? Maybe I'm not that into this guy thinking about other guys. Right. Something's wrong with me, or something's wrong with him, or something's wrong with us. And therefore, you start spinning out with this thing.
On the other hand, if he didn't evaluate his thoughts, he might act on them.
Yeah. So either way, evaluate them, but don't let him control you.
Yeah.
I saw my...
Do you see your therapist anymore?
I saw my shrink today, and it was like I needed another shrink to talk about my shrink because I just think about, you know, people don't let you do what you want to do. They don't let you, you know, whether it's your neighbor or your shrink. People don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're out in the street talking to your neighbor, and you're saying, well, I know it's not coming from my place, so I got to head up and make a few phone calls. And they go, well, I'll go up with you and check it out. You know these people in life that just everywhere you go, they seem to figure out what it is you're going
your
for.
Your therapist is supposed to follow you.
Oh, they're supposed to do it, but this is different. This is a little bit different, which is my shrink said, hey, I'm not going to be around next week or the week after. I couldn't remember which one. I couldn't remember if it was New Year's or Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't write it down naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought to myself, you shouldn't tell people, by the way, you're going to be not meeting with them. Like if you meet with someone every Tuesday, you shouldn't tell them, I'm not going to be able to meet with you the Tuesday after the next Tuesday. Because it goes down in your mind a few days later is, are we getting together this Tuesday?
Or
was that the second Tuesday? You should tell them on that Tuesday.
Right.
That you tell them on the one closest to it.
Yeah.
Hey, a week from now? Not going to be here. Not 2 weeks from now, because anyway, not anyone's fault, but it went down in my mind as, I guess he said Christmas. All right, so we're not getting together this week, this morning. So I'm sitting at home, and the phone rings at like about 5 minutes before I'm usually going to see him. And it's like, Adam, listen, it's me. I'm running a little bit late. I'm not in the office today. I'm glad I caught you. I said, oh, well, I thought we weren't seeing each other. No, that's the following week. I said, all right, well, I'm at home and, you know, I'm in my sweatpants and you're over there in Sherman Oaks and you're running late and it's, what time is it? Well, it's the time we normally, it's raining outside. Guess just wasn't meant to be for today. Well, I'd like to see you. Oh, Christ. Really? That's it? I don't think I've ever done that to anybody, by the way.
What was it he wanted to see about?
Nothing. He was just heading in.
Didn't want to talk to you about your alcohol or your cigarettes or relationship or your masturbation?
He doesn't know anything about that.
Okay.
No.
Oh, yes. Maybe he's waiting for that, praying for the day when that will all emerge. Had a hint, a hunch that today might be the day.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. What's his name? I'd like to make a call, a shout out to him.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy masturbates too much, drinks too much, smokes too much cigarettes.
Too much cigarettes. Ask me how many cigarettes I smoked today.
Three.
Zero.
So you'll smoke a pack tonight. You're like my guy, the pot smoker, an hour ago, who only smoked four bowls after dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have your daytime lungs in the garage. Your nighttime lungs are out.
I'm
going to smoke
a cigarette
until
12:30 at night.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Different heart lung.
Have a glass of wine and smoke a cigarette. There's nothing wrong with that, Drew.
Nothing wrong with that. But a bottle of wine and a curtain of cigarettes.
Keeping it
real. Yeah, that's keeping it very real.
Let's just say our boys over there in WW2 smoked a cigarette or two, non-filtered as well, and drank a glass of wine or two.
That's true. Yeah. The greatest generation.
Yeah. What'd you want them drinking? Like a Pepsi Free? Yeah. And eating a Vito pack or something, huh? No. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Come on, Drew, let's get some calls. Somebody more?
Let's get to it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's rock.
So our last 30 minutes of the year.
Yeah, let's rock.
Yeah.
Mitch?
Oh, wait a minute. It reminds me of a story.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Mitch, you're 19. What's up?
Yes, I am. All right. Hey, Adam and Drew, what's up?
Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
All right. Well, I met this girl I really liked about a month ago. And for the past 2 weeks, you know, we started to, like, you know, make out and stuff like that. And just last Friday night, we were going at it pretty hardcore, and, you know, we ended up having sex. Mm-hmm. But I'd say about 5 minutes into it, you know, she takes my hand, and she, like, she puts it over her mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she tells me to keep it there, you know, because mm-hmm. it turns her on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just keep it there. You know, I'm just like, you know, okay. Yeah. And whatever, I'll just keep it there. It turns you on. So, you know, I kept it there. And after we were done, she told me.
What?
Something's wrong with the story.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking about ASMR.
I know. I could tell you weren't thinking. Listen, the cadence is all wrong. The way it's delivered.
He's in heroin?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What's his problem?
Let's go back. Because I was expecting a mason jar to emerge from a.
Oops. Let's see. Where's
conversation?
Mitch? And his name's Mitch.
Yeah.
All right. Keep going, Mitch.
All right. Anyways, after we were done, she told me, like, how she fantasized about being raped and whatnot, and mm-hmm. How she wants to be, like, tied up next time we do it, mm-hmm. and, like, it would turn her on. Like, mm-hmm. if I, like, wore one of those, like, black masks, you see, like, I don't know, I guess you see them in movies and stuff, like, Robert's mm-hmm. wearing them, like, when they're robbing banks. And,
right.
Yeah. But I guess my question is, you know, are these just, like, normal fantasies, or... is this some type of inner issue, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, like, was she raped or, like, mm-hmm. might she have been, like, molested or...
All right, hold on.
I don't know.
Mitch, hold on a second now. All right.
It's very early in a relationship for somebody to come forward with something like that.
Oh, it was two weeks ago?
Yeah. Well, no, first time they're getting heavy, she immediately comes out with, I need you to rape me.
Sounds bogus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Mitch, we don't believe you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why's that? Sorry.
Well, now we really don't believe you. I believed you for a second, but now
it doesn't. That's not how people work.
Not fitting for us.
All right.
There we go.
See, God bless Drew. And here's the thing, too. Listen, first off, all of you can kiss our hairy asses. Do you understand that we know?
Mitch is an idiot too because I have his phone number.
Oh, good times,
Mitch.
I called him back from last night.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Now, here's what got me, because I was only listening with one ear.
You weren't listening.
I was
looking at
these car catalogs. But here's what goes on. Yes, this is what Mitch did. Is Mitch was smart to the extent that he took a common thing.
Yes.
Which is girls that were abused.
Wanting to be overpowered.
Wanting to be overpowered and simulate rape and that kind of stuff. It's a very easy thing. It's like you going to a mechanic and you saying, it doesn't idle right, it's starting. The guy's going, it's the thermostat. You know, lay it out to him and it's something he knows. Now, here's why they didn't work on us. Drew happened to be listening because he cares. You caught Drew during a rare moment when he's listening to you guys and he understood. And as soon as he alerted me to it, I agree with him, which is you don't bring this up on the first date.
First time they're getting hot and
heavy. She's like, I like to be raped.
Yeah,
that you wait on, especially 19-year-old
chicks. But that's the thing. People, the thing about our culture, again, is they don't accept how humans actually are.
Yes.
They want them to be all kinds of things that the movies say they should be.
Right.
How they are is quite different.
Plus,
people can't be bogus.
Plus,
they can't do bogus
calls. Mitch then gave us every single tidbit of information
that we didn't need.
That we didn't need, and then kept saying, so was she? He never stopped talking.
Yeah.
He was going to fill in.
The meter was wrong.
He was going to fill in every gap with a little bit of Mitch Mortar.
Yeah, the meter was wrong.
No.
The delivery was wrong.
Sorry. Horrible actor, Mitch.
Yeah.
Right? And here's the thing, by the way, everybody, because everyone asks us all the time, oh, man, you must get so many bogus calls. Now, we know the bogus calls.
Right away.
And here's the thing. It's not the content of the call. It's not the question. It's who's delivering the question.
How they're delivering the detail. The detail about it.
Mitch had a normal question that wasn't outrageous, and it's one that we've heard many times, and there was nothing outrageous about his question. And by the way, all you tards out there that are trying to do a bogus call, it's really easy to fool a doctor if you say, I was playing hoop and I twisted my ankle and it's swollen. you know what I mean? Like, yeah, of course. It's an easy way to fool him if you're talking to the guy on the phone. I don't understand what's in it for you.
Right.
I mean, the idea of a bogus call is see how outrageous a call you can come up with and then see if you can sell it to us.
Right.
Don't just get on the air and say, "Yeah, I was with a girl. I think maybe she was abused, and you know, she wants me to put my hand over her mouth." That there's nothing to it. Hey, Chris, you can't talk so loud. Chris, who called you?
Lauren.
Well, tell Lauren to get off the phone.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
No, Chris is like angry. He's yelling at her on the phone. What room? You think you're at home? No. You can put your head under the desk when you talk to Lauren. What the hell did she want? Listen, that's junior. There aren't enough.
You just added three more juniors.
There's not enough juniors in the world. I would have to take away Ken Griffey Jr.'s junior. I would take away all the juniors out there. Junior Seau, all Junior Walker and the All Stars. I have to steal all their Carl's Jr. I would take all their juniors to use them up on Lawrence. She couldn't have called in 3.5 minutes when we're during a commercial break to talk to you. She called the studio while we're on the air. All right. I'll tell you, I think I'm convinced she's been sent over from another radio show to sabotage this one. Who's our competition? We got competition out here in Los Angeles? Somebody, maybe Kiss. Maybe Star sent her over. Still saboteur. Ryan?
Hey, guys. What's up? I love your show.
Loving you, buddy. You're 14. What's going on?
Yeah. All right, I have like these kind of like zits on the underside of my penis, and I'm kind of freaking out about them. I don't know what they are.
Hmm. Yeah, have you had sex?
No.
No. All right. Virgin.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's zits. You can get there on the side of the penis. Did he say?
Underside.
Underside of the penis, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You between the nuts and the penis, they can little infected the follicle can form. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hot towels. Hot compresses.
Hot compresses. Brittany.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I just wanted to know if it was normal how I masturbate.
Yes, it is.
How do you do it?
You use a frozen ferret, right?
No, I use an electrical toothbrush. Because
you heard about it on this show.
Huh?
Yeah, I did that once with electric toothbrush.
No,
it's
I
not
heard
bad.
About it from my friend because I don't know. I'm too afraid to go into like a porno shop to get a dildo, and I'm not 18, so I don't know if I can get it or not.
Right. Now, is it an old school electric toothbrush? Because one of these Sonic ones.
I don't use it with my teeth. I mean, I have my own toothbrush, but
That's not the question. She's 17.
Loveline reenactment.
Was it one of the old school electric toothbrushes?
Well, I don't use it on my teeth.
Yeah.
See, when you reenact it, it becomes
macabre.
More clear.
Yes.
It becomes clear that the question is not answered. Hey, Brittany.
Yes.
Is it one of these old school toothbrushes?
It's an electrical one that you buy in the store. I don't know what you're saying.
There are sonic toothbrushes that sort of vibrate.
There's older ones that just sort of vibrate, and then there's ones that move in a rotary action.
Yeah, there's all kinds of
ones. It just vibrates.
It goes right. Well, I don't think they have the ones you're thinking of right. anymore.
It like spins and makes a vibrating.
Yes,
feeling.
The spinning one.
It spins.
That's the back and forth one.
No, it spins.
It spins. The little things. It's like a circle bristle.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't actually spin. They're going like this.
Yeah. Well,
whatever it is, it's a new one.
It's a
yeah. All right. And what do you do? You don't use the brush part. You use the backside?
Right.
Do you put it in you?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, and then her kid brother puts it in him, but it's his mouth. And now, have your folks like found it like on your nightstand or something? Like, boy, I'm so proud of this young girl. So talk about oral hygiene.
No, they haven't found it.
They haven't found it. All right, because you know, here let me explain masturbation, everybody.
Please.
You get lazy. You get cocky. You get sloppy. You get caught. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You understand what goes on?
So here's the Corolla checklist. Barrel bolt on the door.
Barrel bolt on the door. Don't assume. That's when disaster strikes. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
You think your dad's out of the... No, you check. You check. You double check. And then, here's how you get popped. You want to know how you get popped? Here's how you get popped. And this is for all masturbation. You put the dirty movie in the VCR. You watch it. You beat off. When you're done...
You leave.
You look at the VCR and you say, I will take that movie out. Let me just go mop down. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to fix myself sandwich. The old lady, the old man, the parents, whatever, they're not going to be home for a few hours. I got plenty of time. I'll just take care of this, and then I'll get that. No, you do it now. That's where you get popped, because you get up. Next thing you know, you're in the shower, and you hear the front door slam. Now you got to get to the VCR. That's why you got
to.
Oh, my God.
Impossible. Oh, my.
Yeah. 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 All right, so Brittany, that's fine. That's good times. And you don't get any gingivitis in your vulva.
Okay.
All right, yeah, good times right now. So one of those old school electric vibrate, electric toothbrushes? It's electric.
I don't use it in my mouth.
Is it one of those old ones? I don't use it in my mouth. Yeah, but is it like the older variety kind? Or is it the new Sonic kind? Yeah, I buy it at the store. Really?
I don't know, just the kind you buy at the store. Yeah.
Okay. Right. You're putting it in you now.
Hey, you think you're
taking a look at it? All right, Lauren, get ready. Start dialing that phone, because we're going to take ourselves a break, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Yeah, Drew can't rap because he was on the computer looking for something. Come on, koozie and choosy, Drew. Yeah? Yeah. Here we go, Drew.
Music, use, I see.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Here we go.
Music.
Not yet.
My kizzer, Ozzy.
Yeah.
It's all kizzer.
Last time.
It's always like my kizzer.
Yeah.
It's always like wazoom, wazee, wazoom, zoom, z.
Yeah. Looking good, buddy. Looking mighty good. All right, Bucky. Where are we going? Mm-hmm. Kind of love triangle.
Hey, did Lauren get in the building? I think she's trapped outside.
Hello.
Yeah. That's intentional. Hold on a second. Dare. Lauren is trying to get in the building. I'm not sure if she got in.
She was outside with Nicole.
Oh. She was hanging out.
Yeah.
All right.
Anderson said she needs to be let in, though. See?
No, Nicole, she'll get her in. I'm sorry to bring this up on air. She's been calling me, and I can't answer the phone. And
she'll land on her feet. She's
Nicole's
fine.
Nicole's recording something in the next studio, right?
Show's going to be over in 14 minutes. We'll go get her.
Thank Christ.
What's the matter, Anderson?
Anderson is doing double duty because he's screening calls. He's engineering. He's doing the work of three men. When normally, he just does the work of one raccoon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go talk to Derek. You can see what I've been putting up with all night.
Yeah.
Who?
Dare.
Oh.
Dare?
Adam.
Yeah. You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up? Oh, calling from Sunland.
What's up, man? I have a problem with a female friend of mine. When I moved up here, she's a real cool girl, and her father passed away this year.
Yeah. What happened? Motorcycle exploded?
No, he died of lung cancer at the age of... old age, and
at the age of old age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she has parents.
Hold on, Dare. What are you doing in Sunland? What went wrong? Something went wrong.
Nothing, man. Just trying to get my life together.
Okay.
if nothing's gone wrong, there's nothing to get together. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, people do that, all right. It's like, what happened? No, man, nothing. I'm just rehabbing and trying to get it. together and get my feet back on it. It's like, so something happened, right? We had to put young Dare on hold because he dared to use the F word.
And then I think old Anderson dared to eliminate Dare.
Oh, that was Anderson?
Yeah.
Well, so be it. Let me tell you, Sunderland doesn't disappoint.
No.
You don't get anyone with like a thick British accent calling from Sunderland. At top of the morning, you don't get any of that. You just get guys with the old lady.
Yeah.
There's problems. What happened? I was fixing my chopper frame, and I was using too much acetylene and not enough argon, yeah. And the torch blew up, and an old lady was pregnant. Part of the tank lodged in there. And the kid was born with a valve gauge in his head. We love him, though.
Take two.
You want to go two?
Yeah.
Who is two? I don't even know the name of two.
I know.
Well, screw
it's better than the other one. Here, put it to put this. Lynn.
Screw two. Oh, Lynn?
Yes, who's this?
This is us.
Is this Adam?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, Lynn.
I have a question about addiction.
Yeah. All right.
I take heroin.
All right.
I take heroin. I'm addicted to heroin. And there's a new drug out called Suboxone.
Yeah, wow. don't get strung out on that. That's like getting straight. It's from. I'm now regularly treating people strung out on that drug.
Suboxone?
Yeah, it's buprenorphine, basically.
I heard there's only like 10 doctors that are prescribing it where I live, and they said it's like methadone.
It's like methadone, that's right.
I wanted to see what you thought about it.
It's just like it's getting strung out on something else. If you're really serious about getting well, you go on a program, you stay there for 6 months.
I'm having a hard time getting off. Well,
Lynn, it's not. This is the great, great fallacy about addiction. Stopping using, detoxing, getting off the drug.
Whoa.
Nope. That is easy. Listen.
I wanted to ask you,
okay,
I've been on.
All right,
hold on a second. Why do I talk?
Hey, well, why do you talk?
I don't know. I expect people to listen. It's insanity. Going back to the same behavior, expecting a different outcome.
Okay, but let me ask you something, Lynn can listen. Listen, we don't need our callers interrupting our fine conversations every night. This new Sebastian drug.
It's buprenorphine, Buprenex. It comes in various different
forms.
Would
you rather have your people strung out on what?
I'd rather have them on heroin myself.
Methadone? What would you rather have?
Well, methadone.
Methadone or the Sebastian?
Methadone.
You'd rather have on the...
Yeah.
Really? Methadone's been around for 20 years,
yeah,
right?
Because methadone, you really... If you've decided somebody needs to be on methadone, you're saying they can't be treated, you're going to make them chronically addicted to something,
really?
Put them on replacement therapy, and that's it. And you're going to suppress some of the behavioral stuff, some of the craziness is going to settle down, and they're just going to be chronically ill.
Right.
With Buprenex and all these drugs, you're saying, well, we're going to take you off. We're going to get you off. We're going to slowly taper you. No.
What?
You get strung out on something that's just about as hard to get off as methadone.
No one can beat this Rubik's Cube of heroin addiction.
What do you mean?
I just mean they can't come up with a drug that works that way.
No, because it is it's a chronic disease state, and it takes about 6 months of very difficult work to get better.
Lynn?
Hey, I also smoke cocaine, and I've done this for 15 years, and I'm afraid my body's going to think I'm on drugs the day I sober up because it's so used to having them.
Don't worry. You've been using since you were 9. You are going to need...
I take heroin, I smoke pot, I take Lortab, I take Xanax, and I drink alcohol. I'm afraid my body's going to freak out and give me a heart attack or something when I stop. Because
you're going to have withdrawal, and it's going to
be
intense.
Thing,
yeah, you're going to be not normal for quite some time.
Something's going to happen from sobering up.
Lynn, there are things that can be given to you to compensate for that, to keep things stable.
I'm clutching my heart in preparation. Do you have any kids?
No, I don't. Not that stupid.
That's right. My girl. That's my girl.
I'm really afraid of going through withdrawals.
Okay.
If I didn't have to go through withdrawals, I'd get off it tomorrow. But I don't want to go through withdrawals.
What are you doing? What are you doing for money?
Well,
prostituting.
Pardon?
Prostituting?
No.
Stripping?
I have a boyfriend.
She's a banker.
I'm an independent contractor too. I do mail processing once in a while, but I have a boyfriend.
Prostitution. Mail processing.
My boyfriend supports
mail
me.
Mail processing.
I'm supported by my boyfriend. I don't have to do anything, so.
processing males isn't giving three guys a hand job at a bachelor party.
If you don't get treated, well, and Lynn may be a methadone candidate. Lynn's the kind of person you might say, all right, just got a methadone, let's call it a life.
Yeah.
But if you don't do something, you're high probability you're not going to see 30.
Okay. Well, what's so great about 30? And again, when Drew says you're not going to see 30, you skip 30 and go to 31. Yes, Drew?
That's what I mean.
Okay. And then you live life normally.
You might not see 40 either.
Right. Hugo.
Uh-huh.
Of Go Go.
Uh-huh. Hey, what? I want to know your ADHD.
No.
Okay. Hugo.
What's going on in the background, Hugo?
It's actually just a fan.
Okay. Turn a fan on. It's middle of winter.
Okay. It's raining.
Okay. We're getting too much feedback. Yeah. Real fast. Linda?
Yeah?
All right.
Hello?
You're lucky the word dildo is on your call. I wasn't hanging up on you already. What's up? What's up, baby doll?
Well, I tried masturbating, but it's like it doesn't work on me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's true of a lot of women your age.
Yeah, you're fine. You're 21. How about the water? How about the bathtub?
The bathtub. I don't have a bathtub. We do have like a shower head and
try that.
Handheld
yeah.
one. Handheld.
Yeah.
Use it.
Try it.
Use it and Feliz Navidad. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. That's the show. We're going to take a little holiday break, so
yeah.
You'll be hearing some best-ofs. But don't worry, you stoners. You've forgotten all about the original shows, and now it's the best of the best. And you know it's good because Engineer Anderson put it together with his loving, loving hands when he was drunk and stoned.
So we're going to say,
late at night.
I don't get high.
Happy
when he was drunk.
Drunk.
Yes.
A happy New Year to everybody, and have a great holiday season.
Yes.
We'll be back for another fantabulous, as Mr. Grohl would say, year.
Yes, we'll be looking forward to that. And I want to thank producer Ann and junior producer Lauren and engineer Chris and phone screener Brian and even Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for being around 7/8 of the year. And, of course, the magic finger one, engineer Anderson. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Down there to look?
Well, you know.
In the hip?
No, like near his area.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.